What's worth doing is worth doing for money. Gordon Gekko said that. Carpenter and Rothman, Anthony Rothman, Matty Ice. We go to the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems Fangist Hotline, hook it up with Barton Simmons, who covers college football for CBS Sports, 24/7 Sports. Barton, welcome back.
Hey, guys. Appreciate it. What's going on?
Everything's great, right? Everything's good here in CBUS. Ohio State annihilates their rival again, and they waltz right into the Big Ten title game, knowing that certainly if they win the game, they are going to be a heavy favorite to be the number one seed. Would you agree, outside of an LSU just taking apart Georgia? Like, how do you anticipate those two games having to look for Ohio State to lose the number one seed?
And that number one seed is important, isn't it? I mean, that's the whole deal here is I think for the committee to jump Ohio State at this point, I mean, they're both playing teams that are comparable. I mean, Georgia is obviously perceived as better, but not significantly so. It's not like Ohio State's playing a bunch of scrubs. They're playing a really good football team too. So I think that maybe, you know, there's a scenario where LSU just absolutely blows the doors off Georgia and Ohio State, you know, barely squeaks by Wisconsin. And, I guess I can see that. I think it would take something pretty dramatic, though, in terms of the outcome of those games, assuming both teams won, that is, to where LSU would jump Ohio State, because I think ultimately you got to look at the full body work, the full season, and, everyone's been saying it all year, including the committee. The complete effort of Ohio State has been, I think, second to none. The consistency and now, you know, when we've seen Ohio State get the resume, so to speak, that's comparable to LSU's, that's when they jumped LSU. And so I just don't see it going back to the other order unless something kind of dramatic happened this weekend.
Barton Simmons, national writer for CBS Sports College Football, joining us here on Carpenter and Roth. And Barton, I want to ask you about Michigan, and from your perspective, not what's wrong with them, but the reason why they can't get over this Ohio State hump. Because you kind of zoom out and they're winning 9 to 10 games. And look, I don't think they should have the expectation of Ohio State and Clemson, Alabama right now. But the biggest issue with them in the game right now, is it recruiting, coaching? Just what is that coming down to from your eyes?
You know, I don't think it's one thing. I think probably the biggest difference to me is that Ohio State is recruiting in that very top tier. And that very top tier is exclusive. It's exclusive to, Alabama's in it, Ohio State's in it, Georgia's in it right now, Clemson is certainly in it. And the way those teams are recruiting in terms of accumulating talent, it's a different stratosphere than, you know, you can be a top 10 recruiting program, but you're a long way away from that top three or top four if you're not in that group. And so I think that the talent is a starting point. And then I really believe that the way Ohio State, and I guess it's probably not exclusive to Urban Meyer, but he certainly believed in it and has kind of emphasized it. But I mean, the way that program lives that rivalry, and there seems to be a little more of a reluctance out of Michigan, and for good reason. I mean, if you're going to put yourself out there and say this rivalry is everything, you better win it. And Ohio State has been winning it, and the way the whole year revolves around that rivalry, to me, that's gotta count for something. So when you add that into the pot to go with the talent discrepancy, the rankings aren't significantly different in the talent discrepancy, but the difference, again, between sort of that top tier and everywhere else is big. I think those two things combined make it a tough matchup for Michigan.
Clemson's they're not a mystery from a talent standpoint. We know what they have, but they lost a ton of star players to the NFL draft. But we looked at their schedule this year, and everybody knew they had an easy path back. They escaped the one landmine in North Carolina. And so Dabo's ability, I guess, to keep the coaching staff intact and focused, and I'm wondering if they got bored a little bit this year, I don't know, or whether there is a little bit of a championship hangover. Like, what do you expect from Clemson once they get there?
I expect Clemson to be clicking on all – I mean, they are clicking on all cylinders. Clemson's playing, in a way, because they've been blowing everybody out, they're out of sight, out of mind. I mean, when was the last time anybody that wasn't at the game watched the full four quarters of Clemson? It's been unnecessary to watch a full four quarters of Clemson since that North Carolina game, really. And so, in a way, their dominance has sort of pushed them out of the national conversation, because there's no Clemson games worth discussing. And so they're being so dominant. I think the coaching continuity is certainly huge. And I think the experience of having a guy like Trevor Lawrence there, who's now been there before, having a program that this is second nature, going to the playoffs and playing these big games. And I think, look, last year, Dabo Sweeney acknowledged and admitted that prior to that Notre Dame game, they were already spending a lot of time looking ahead to Alabama and preparing for the next one. And you could make a case, and I would sort of have a hunch that after certainly kind of the latter half of this season, I bet you Clemson spent a lot of time watching LSU and Ohio State tape. I think they'll have a jump start based on that schedule. You know, they'll be healthy, they'll be focused, and Dabo is doing he's working hard to keep that chip on the shoulder and sort of present the idea to his team that no one in the media wants them there and everyone's counting them out. I can tell you I'm not. I mean, that team is maybe the best team in the country.
Barton Simmons, national college football writer for CBS Sports, joining us here on The Fan. In our last minute here, Bart, I wanted to just ask you about Alabama, because you mentioned counting out Clemson. We do this in the NFL where New England has one bad week. Is this the end of the empire? It's looking like, you know, Bama's not going to get into the playoff this season. Any long-term concerns with them, or are they just going to pick this thing up in the offseason with recruiting and into the summer program and all that, keep it rolling next year?
Well, I do think a few more teams have the blueprint that Nick Saban's been working off of from a recruiting standpoint. I think that a few more teams are going to challenge them for number one classes over the next few years. I mean, Ohio State being one of them, Georgia being one of them, LSU being one of them. I think it's just a little bit of a tougher climate than it was a few years ago. I think that they've got Nick Saban has been playing with fire in terms of his staff turnover for so long. Early in his tenure, he had a few of those staple kind of lifer assistants that could be foundations for him. And over the last 3 or 4 years, man, he has just been churning through that staff. And I think at some point that catches up to you. So I think he's going to have to figure out a way to keep a few of these guys around over the course of a few seasons. I have no real concerns, as long as Nick Saban is there, of Alabama being able to compete for national titles. But I think the competition is as stiff as it has been. And I think when you look to next year, look at all the players that are going to lose the NFL draft. Next year's junior class will be the first class in 7 years that wasn't the number one class in the 24/7 sports recruiting rankings. They played all these freshmen and frankly, Shane Lee, their true freshman inside linebacker, that he's even the backup as a true freshman, that speaks to some of the holes they found in their recruiting. And so I think they got to tighten the screws a little bit. I think they're vulnerable. And they've gotten away from Auburn beat them in the trenches. This Alabama team has got all these skill guys. In the old days, they just beat people up. And so I don't think they're as dominant in the trenches as they've been. They're better at the skill position, but that's not really Nick Saban. And so, I think there's some existential issues that he's got to sort through, but I also have every confidence that Nick Saban can sort through them and figure it all out.
Great stuff. Barton, enjoy championship weekend. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.